Imagine coming out of a room, a prison, shackled, wearing the white robe of the condemned. You are allowed to hug your loved ones, and then you're tied to a post, and a hood is placed over your head. But just before the executioner gives the signal to fire, a messenger from the czar comes and says that your death sentence has been commuted to 4 years of hard labor in Siberia. The man next to you is so unnerved by that deliverance that he loses his sanity and never regains it. But you survive that moment. You go spend 4 years of hard labor in Siberia, and you return to your home to become one of the world's greatest writers, Fyodor Dostoevsky. It is no surprise that over his tomb, Dostoevsky had inscribed, "Unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground, it cannot bear fruit." Dostoevsky said, a different man left that post and who was tied to it. A man who dabbled in nihilism, who was sure that life was meaningless, that his existence had no purpose, was tied to that stake. A man who realized that all of life is an extraordinary gift of grace, left it. A man who was sure that he could live a superficial, plastic existence was tied to that stake, but a serious man of the spirit left it. Fyodor Dostoevsky said, "It didn't matter if I died in that prison camp or if I lived to live a productive life. I already knew what it was like to experience the resurrection reality of God." Some years ago, channel surfing like guys like to do, looking for a football game, I suddenly stopped because I was listening to a woman and her voice arrested me. It was a very talented tax lawyer who had been convicted of embezzlement. And her words were almost exactly those of Dostoevsky. While she was in prison, she encountered the reality of Christ, and this was her testimony. The woman who went into that prison died. The woman who came out was a very different person. She understood what the scripture said: unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it cannot bear fruit. The biblical record records this narrative and drama time after time. Jesus said last week that children of Abraham, true children of Abraham, are willing to hear the call of God, to leave their comfort zone, to depart from the familiar, and light out for new territories, which the Spirit will reveal. When Abram heard the call of God to leave what he knew and to go to an unknown land, Abram died. Abraham rose from his death. When Jacob wrestled an angel by the river, by morning's light, after that strong struggle, Jacob the deceiver died. What rose from that experience was Israel, the man who strives with God. Simon was just a fisherman. But Jesus called him to be Petra, Peter, a rock of faith. Saul, the persecutor of the church, died on the road to Damascus. What came from his demise was Paul, the champion of Christ. Whether that transition is gradual or dramatic, we are all called to experience the narrative of the grain of wheat, to die to the old self and be resurrected to newness of life and to bear fruit. Do our lives really bear fruit? When Jesus sits around the table with his friends and uses that image, he is the grain of wheat. He is saying to them, I know what's about to happen is going to confuse you, it's going to terrify you. But unless I die, unless the grain of wheat that is my life falls into the ground, I cannot experience the resurrected life. You cannot experience the resurrected life. But I don't want you to remain devastated, confused, mystified, and daunted by events that are about to happen. You are meant to be grains of wheat that fall into the ground and rise to newness of life and to bear fruit. When we gather around this table, we're to hear the words of Christ saying to us, you are not meant to remain weak. You're not meant to remain confused. You're not meant to remain purposeless. You're not meant to remain uncommitted. You're not meant to remain estranged. You're meant to be grains of wheat that daily fall into the earth and allow the Spirit to resurrect you to newness of life, that your lives might bear fruit. This supper happens just before betrayal and arrest and interrogation and torture and death. But Jesus wants his disciples to look beyond that. The grain of fruit must be buried, but out of it comes newness of life and fruitfulness. When we gather around this table, we are reminded that daily we are to bury the old self, and in faith allow the Spirit of resurrection Christ to bring us forth to newness of life and spiritual fruit. It is in obedience to that promise that we come to this table.